So let's look at what's holding us back. And a lot of the challenges that we see, like we throw out the challenge to, Owen said earlier on about, notice Mike talked about we have 9 billion people to feed by 2050. So how do we feed these people in the world? We have to start one by one breaking our limiting beliefs. Because what's holding us back is our limiting beliefs. What's holding back agriculture is our limiting beliefs. And we have, it's incredible the limiting beliefs. When I was over there with the California dairy producers, and you were up against, you know, you came smack up against limiting beliefs. Bang, 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 you know. And I'd say, guys, I know how you think. You think like dairymen. Because my father was a dairyman, and I know how he thinks. You've changed your pulsators on your dairies, but you haven't changed your thinking. And so they said, like what? Well, my father, if you gave him $1 million, he'd buy a whole load more cows, and he'd buy 4 or 5 great pedigree bulls. But he would not go into marketing, and he would not go into production. And then you tell them, you know, why don't you get the biggest dairy herd in North America here, why don't you get your milk and feed the world, help the world to feed themselves? You don't understand. Those people haven't got the money to pay for our products. Limiting beliefs. There's $970 billion sitting in the World Bank waiting for worthwhile projects. And Bill Gates and Warren Buffett have a ton of money waiting for worthwhile projects. But you're not thinking. Connect the dots and help the world to feed themselves. Create sustainable communities. But start doing it now. And it's get people breaking those limiting beliefs is the challenge.